Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 2, Mishnah 5. I just want to introduce a concept which we'll find throughout Maseches Shabbos, and this is the first time that we find it. There's something called Melacha She'ein Atzricha L'gufa, which is when a person does a prohibited task on Shabbos, one of the 39 numbers of Melachos, one of the 39 key prohibited types of actions on Shabbos, but they're not doing it for the normal outcome of what a person usually does the Melacha. We'll see soon in the Mishnah some of the examples of that. So the Mishnah begins, HaMechabes HaNer, one who extinguishes a candle on Shabbos, Mipnei Shehu Misner Pnei Goyim, because he fears for the, Rashi explains, the Persians, which had their special holiday, that you are not allowed to light any candles or flames anywhere else besides their churches, and you have one lit, and you find out that it's this holiday, so you quickly extinguish it on Shabbos. Mipnei Listim, or a person extinguishes it because there's bandits, and they don't want the bandits to know anyone is home. Or because a person who unfortunately is suffering from some type of malady where light hurts them. Similarly, somebody who extinguishes a candle so that a person who's sick, whose life is in danger, that person should be able to sleep. Pater, the law is that they are not liable for extinguishing the candle. In this situation, it's not just pater, it's not just that they're not liable, it's even permissible. Because these situations are all sakana, they're all danger. Kichas Alaner says the Mishnah, let's say a person is he's caring about his candle. That means to say he extinguishes it because he doesn't want the candle to explode. Let's say he feels that there's too much heat, so he wants to save the candle, so he extinguishes it. Not because he doesn't want the light. He's doing it for a different reason. That's Malacha Sheina Tzricha L'Gufa. That's a situation where you do a task, but you're not doing the prohibited type of Malacha because you want the necessary, the usual outcome, which is to have it extinguished. On the contrary, you want it to continue burning. You're just doing it because you care about the ner. You care about the actual candle itself, the actual receptacle that it's in. Kechas shal Hashem. And or a person is nervous about oil. He wants to be able to use the oil a different time. Kechas al apsila. Or if he wants to be able to use the wick a different time. Chayav. Even though this is a malachash ein atzricha legufa, it's something that is done not for the normal, desirable outcome. Still, the halacha is, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, one is liable for it. Rabbi Yossi, poter b'chulon, Rabbi Yossi says that you are poter, a person is not liable, because he holds Melacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, a prohibited task that is performed with the unusual outcome, one is poter. It's not permissible, but it's poter, one is not liable. Chut min apsila, except for the situation of the wick, neshu oisa pecham. If a person extinguishes it in order that the wick should get charred, which when a person does that, it's easier to light candles anyways, since the intention over there by extinguishing is it to create a pecham, to create a wick that's more usable in the future, then that's considered a malacha shetzricha legufa, that's considered a task which is necessary, and the law would be that one is chayev, one is liable for doing such a thing. Wishing you a wonderful day and an amazing upcoming week.